Blog Talk Radio.
I am me, I am who I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. I am me, I am who I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own.
This is breaking news just in. The change has finally come. You can hear the voices on the corner shouting, positive news is here today. Positive news every day for the rest of our lives.
I feel a change is coming. We'll be the change that's coming. Let's change perspective and be effective. We'll impact the world one story at a time. Believe it, achieve it, there's a story to be told. Positive news is here today. Positive news is here to stay. I feel the change is coming. We are the change that's coming. We'll find the positive, replace the negative. We'll see the ripples affect the world one story at a time. Believe it, achieve it, there's a story to be told. Positive news is here today. Positive news is here to stay. I feel a change is coming. We are the change that's coming. One person at a time, our thoughts will align. We'll see the universe flow, one story at a time.
This is breaking news just in. The change has finally come. You can hear the voices on the corner shouting, positive news is here today. Positive news every day for the rest of our lives.
I feel a change is coming. We'll be the change that's coming. Let's change perspective and be effective. We'll impact the world one story at a time. Believe it, achieve it, there's a story to be told. Positive news is here today. Positive news is here to stay. I feel the change is coming. We are the change that's coming. We'll find the positive, replace the negative. We'll see the ripples affect the world one story at a time. Believe it, achieve it, there's a story to be told. Positive news is here today. Positive news is here to stay. I feel a change is coming. We are the change that's coming. One person at a time, our thoughts will align. We'll see the universe flow, one story at a time. Believe it, achieve it, there's a story to be told. Positive news is here today. Positive news is here to stay. I feel a change is coming. Change is coming. Believe it, achieve it, there's a story to be told. Positive news is here today. Positive news is here to stay. We'll be the change that's coming. We'll see the change that's coming. We are the change that's coming.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are in this great big vast world of ours. This is Purpose Talk Radio, and I am your host, Cindy Freeman. Today is Friday, September 1st, 2017. Our topic today is going to be From Harvey to Hay. And that's a strange thing that came to me today. And, you know, as I thought about it, I realized how appropriate it is in so very many ways. First, I want to talk to you a little bit about Purpose Talk Radio. Every Friday, or most Fridays, we do bring to you a show about living your purpose, whatever that might mean. We have guests from a person who is shoveling snow or cutting lawns up through the billionaires, CEOs, CFOs. There we go. CFOs, CEOs of companies. And, you know, what that means is that we are all looking for a purpose. We can all learn from each other. And we can all share what we know with each other. This show is brought to you by True Visions Travel, a full-service travel company, helping those especially wanting individualized accommodation. Oh, yes, in 1 year, there will be a trip to London that we are a part of and helping plan. And yay, since it is just a year out now, we can go back and get some of those rates that so many people are waiting for. I find it interesting that the airlines and many entertainment places now can't give you rates for their things until less than a year out. They won't commit to those rates because there are so many changes in the world. And that does speak to our topic today as well, which is interesting. You know, no one ever knows what's going to happen a year out. So they don't want to commit to that. They don't want to commit to prices. They don't want to commit to being there. They don't want to commit that they may not be under construction or, as some places now, underwater. We do the show normally noon Pacific time, 3 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. in the U.K. We're considering changing that to our current time frame. Today we decided to go just an hour later, just to some other things that were happening, making sure I had some current statistics and that kind of And if you'd like to be a guest on the show, you can send me a message. If you have products or services that you'd like to share with our guests, you can do that as well. It can get to me through either of two ways. The first would be the Purpose Talk Radio Show email, and that is Cindy, C-I-N-D-Y, at purposetalkradio.com, purposetalkradio.com. If you have a travel question, you can send that to truevisionstravel@gmail.com, truevisionstravel@gmail.com. And the True Visions Travel site is .com, as is the Purpose Talk Radio site. So you can get a hold of us either of those ways as well. If you'd like to be a participant in the show, you can call in, Skype in, send messages. Room at the very bottom of the show page. You are welcome to send messages through that if you'd like. And to do that, you just need to scroll all the way to the bottom of the page. And you can type messages in there. You can call in at 347-205-9074. Again, 347-205-9074. Press 1 so that I know you want to speak to any of us, myself, or any of our guests at any time. And, or you can Skype in using the Skype icon next to the phone number on the show page. So, I'm going to tell you this too, that we did have a guest call in, someone call in just before the show. We're not normally a reading show. Jan did that when she had the show about 4 years ago now. Wow, I can't believe it's been that long. 3-4 years ago, something like that. I periodically do get some messages for someone, and it's kind of funny that the one today was a little bit in the related to the topic of the show for today. So I'm not going to bring the guest back on at this point, but I'm going to clarify a little bit more on that, because this is kind of for all of us and how it relates to the topic of today. The question was about relationships. And the response that I had for this person was that she needed to work on herself and find out what she needed and wanted in this world before trying to work on anything with another relationship. And so thank you, Catherine, for calling in on that. And the deal with that, you know, as we're going through a lot of this trauma and drama in the world right now, I think the message is very much for all of us. You know, we're looking for that someone that we can connect to, that person that will be with us for now until the end of time in some kind of intimate relationship. And even that person that we think we want in the moment, when they show up, isn't always the person that we expect. Isn't always when push comes to shove, we may find aspects of that person that we don't want to be with, that we don't want to have part of our life. And that's why, Catherine, I think that was the message I got for you. I don't know if you've had previous relationships that you thought you wanted and then suddenly they were not what you expected. There's other things coming, but I don't want to put someone on the show right now. You know, what you want in that, be very, very specific when you ask the universe for what you want. And that's in all kinds of relationships, intimate friendships, work relationships. I have several friends right now that are looking for jobs. Be very, very specific with what you want. You know, there are people who are living in places right now that are dealing with really major weather-related issues. There are floods. There are fires. There are things going on right now. And I am not at all by any chance saying people ask for that by living where they are. But you know what? They live where they are by choice. And I hope that they are all safe and that in doing that, they do their homework, they do their research, and they investigate what things they might have to face and try to be ready for them. Does Texas plan to be flooded? Not typically. Does Florida? A little more. Does parts of California expect that each year they'll be facing fires? Yes, they do. That is unfortunate for the people that live in that area. But I hope they can find ways to keep themselves safe as much as possible and to follow all of the directions that are given by authorities out there. So on the topic today of Harvey Tahey, why did that topic come up? I'm going to say, first of all, September 1st for me is a very significant date in my life. It's the date that 18 years ago, my fiancé was killed in a car accident. I've said it before, you know, it's been a long time, so it doesn't impact me the way it did, you know, 13 years ago even. But it is still a day that I remember. It's a day that I sometimes can pass through without really any emotion. I knew it a couple of days ago as I was trying to work on some things and trying to figure out what dates were for school and where things were starting and when I can start working on that London trip and all this. And knew that September 1st was my yay, I get to do it day. So it was to make it kind of a better day for me than the memory of what I don't have in my life anymore. So as the topic of Harvey Kahee came up, there are so many people that are going through loss and struggles right now with the results of Harvey. And many people lost what they feel was a connection to a very positive and very motivational writer and publisher this week in the name of Louise Hay. Louise took many things late in life, late 50s, early 60s, became an author and became a publisher. And in doing so, she changed her life. One of her books was about healing and that you can heal whatever your issues are. Physical, mental, spiritual, emotional. Many times, in her eyes, the things that we suffer on a physical level were caused by things on an emotional level. And that means that those that are going through some physical things right now, pain is the big one. You know, that C word, that those heart issues. Some of that comes from not dealing with emotional things in the past. Now, I'm sure many of you can agree to that. Many times when there are folks that are going through heart issues, what's the first thing you do? They send you to a stress test. Why do we have stress in our life? Because we don't take care of ourselves. Because we don't go through that self-help things we need. We don't go through taking time off and away. And being able to do what we need to be able to have comfort and understanding in our own lives. You know, what I mean by that is that we don't take time for rest and relaxation a lot of times in our lives. Why don't we do that? We don't know. We want to be everything to everyone. We want to be the best employee, to be the best parent, to be the best friend, to be all that stuff. And we can't always do that because things come up, get in the way. We look at Harvey. We look at how that has disrupted the lives of so many people. You know what, folks? It is not the most devastating thing out there right now. It is not the worst storm that ever has existed. Although some of the news media folks are saying it is. You know, there are many things that were worse. It is worse than New Orleans. Most definitely. Because it has killed more people, there's more water, there's more people evacuated. No doubt. And you know what? Somewhere along the way, those people will be able to spring back to something. It may take them a long time. What is happening, though, as a result of Harvey, as a result of New Orleans, as a result of the tsunami that was over in Asia a couple of years ago, is that people able to bond together. They have been able to help each other find that connection, find those relationships that they didn't think they had before, perhaps. They've been able to help each other out and able to put aside their differences and have neighbors helping neighbors, strangers helping strangers. And being able to give that sympathy, empathy, and connection that Louise tried to tell us in the world was out there and could be out there. You know, what's amazing is that on her Facebook page, on the announcement of her death, more than 97,000 people commented on how she impacted their life. Now, wouldn't it be great if all of us could find someone whose life we could impact in a similar way? We can. We can. You're probably saying, oh, yeah, right, sure. You know, right now I don't feel like there's anybody out there for me. I'm all alone. You know, I just lost my home. I just did this. You know what? I just lost my job. How am I supposed to connect with anybody? Truth is, we have the choices. But we have to know what we want and who we are as we go out there and do that. We look at what's happened, how many people we were lost in the earthquake in Thailand. You know, up until 2016, that earthquake, which is now 13 years old, as it occurred in 2004, had the greatest death toll of any natural disaster in the world. It is more than 220,000 people who died. The one in Haiti in 2010, which was just an earthquake. It didn't have a combination of earthquake tsunami that Thailand did. They lost 159,000 people. We hear about those two fairly often. You know, we don't hear much about the one in Myanmar. That was back in May in 2008. In Bangladesh in 1991. In Pakistan in 2005. Yet those two were in the 100,000s, while Pakistan was 88,000. We don't always hear about all those. Why? Maybe we just don't listen anymore. Or once the ones get stronger and higher death tolls and all of that, we tend to start to forget about some of those other ones. I think that's kind of the case. And in a similar way, this show is not going to be about relationships specifically. It kind of seems like it is getting that way. You know, we forget about those people that hurt us. When it comes time to have someone help us, and we are in a struggling time, we don't think about, I can't let somebody care about me because, you know, somebody else hurt me. Or I can't help that person because the color of their skin is the same as someone who hurt me once. Instead, what we do is we reach out. We forget all those past hurts. And we reach out and accept the help and or give the help. And that's kind of the good thing that's happened out of all of these natural disasters. Anyone who's listened to this show for any period of time will know that I try to find something positive out of everything. Even the things I'm in, yes. Sometimes it's very difficult to do. And sometimes that's the only thing. If I find something quickly enough, it'll take me out of whatever is causing me grief at the time. Grief in a generic word, not necessarily grief of death. So I encourage all those that are wondering, that are feeling maybe the grief of Louise being gone, the grief of knowing that their families are struggling in southern United States right now. Those who are struggling because of, you know, missiles being sent out in Korea. Those that are struggling because they know their families are serving overseas in countries that are just not safe. Those that are have loved ones who are overseas and might not be able to get back to the United States with all of the controls that are happening now with the current administration. Those that are concerned about their own lives and maybe getting that perfect job or getting the perfect relationship or getting that perfect home, thinking, this isn't going to happen. It can't happen. I can't do this. Go out and find something you can help. Check the various websites for all the disasters that are happening out there. Find something positive and strong that you have that you can share with other people. Maybe it's as simple as a letter to an unknown soldier overseas. Maybe it's donating time at a food pantry. Maybe it's sitting with a senior citizen in a nursing home. letting them think that you're their son or daughter. And I'm not saying deceive them, but let their joy show through thinking that you've shown up for them. And spend the time being there with them and whatever they need. Because you know what? In the end, it will not only give the other person joy, it will change your heart as well. I can pretty much guarantee that. So if anybody would like to call in and have any comments for us today, please do so at 347-205-9074. Again, 347-205-9074. If you've been on hold and I don't notice you right away, come off. You need to press the number 1, but you can take yourself off 1 and then press it again. So that I know you are wanting to talk to us. If you're just calling in, please do, like I said, press 1. You can also Skype in or put comments in the chat room. If you have any other suggestions, if there's anything you want to share about what's going on right now and how to take your own life or others from Harvey, from devastation, from loss, to hay, into the motivation, the inspiration, the change of life that was seen. Love to have you participate. So there were 2 songs that I play at the beginning of the show. And I purposely didn't announce them as I normally do. The one song is the Purpose Talk Radio theme song. Called I Am Who I Am is by the group True Trinity. And the vocalist on that is Jillian Clark. The writers are Jillian, Rachel Grace, and myself. Their site is TrueTrinity.com. True Trinity is a writing trio that has not done much in a long time, but came together kind of on a whim. Came together as we were all going to a positive music festival in Florida and met there. Jillian and I went down together from Wisconsin, and Rachel is from Florida, but she lived in the area. And we didn't know each other. And we have all 3 very different personalities. When we got down there and we started talking, we found that pausing music was very important to all of us. We found that our individuality was very important to all of us. And that's some of where that song, I Am Who I Am, came from. You know, we discover and we knew that even though those personalities were different, that we could find a connection with each other. And we did. We were up for a couple of years together. And, you know, we keep saying we'll get back and do that again. What has happened is that our timelines have gotten very different. And so we've not been able to do exactly what we planned. Not the case a lot of times. Life gets in the way. Life changes things. In Rachel's case, the relationship changed things. School changed my availability. Work changed Jillian's availability. You know, so we got into different things. Rachel was only recent, but before she had her kids, and she was, you know, another relationship. So those things do tend to bring us together and bring us apart from people. The second song is the positive news song. And normally that is used in July for Positive News Month. But because of the theme of today's show, again, Jillian's the vocalist on that. She and I wrote the song. But because of the theme of today's song, I thought it was important to bring that out again. You know, there is a change. There's a change of thoughts and minds. Spirits. Well, no, I guess I'll have to change that. There really isn't a thought of spirit. Because that's always one and one of peace. But these human bodies do have changes. We say that we're impacted by various astrological events. Oh, the moon's in retrograde. Or, oh, there's the eclipse. Or, oh, there's cloudiness today. Oh, the humidity is just disastrous and my body's aching me. You know, there's all those things that we blame on astrological type things. And, you know, there's a song of Love is in the Air. I can see clearly now the rain is gone. There's many of these things that we write and we talk about. And how we can make the difference. Again. And we wonder what that change is going to be. When is it? When are we going to be able to have people of different skin color be able to live in the same city and not worry about windows being broken because we're different? Or police chasing us out of the area because we're not the same as most of the people who live there. And that comes across the board. We know that. And yet there are other officers out there that embrace everybody in the area, no matter who they are. They'll go play with the kids in the neighborhood. They'll pass out baseball cards. They'll bring their horses in there and let the kids pet them. You know, there's various things that go on. So I'm not saying it's all negative, not by any means. But when we look at the positive news song, and again, feeds right into the what can we do to be that change, be part of that change that's going on. Right now, there's other things that are going on besides Harvey and have in the last couple of weeks. And I wonder if folks have heard about it. Are even aware of what exactly is going on. So let's share a couple of those. Right now, Bulgaria needs a nuclear reactor, a new one, that it can have the energy it needs to provide to the country. There was a bus crash just a couple of days ago on Tuesday in Egypt. It collided with a pickup truck on a bridge. And fell off the bridge. 14 people died. There was a pretty disastrous fire on the seaside walk in Varna. And some of the pictures from that are just horrific. There was no one hurt, gratefully. But to the structure and the furnishings and all that, it's pretty devastating. And it means a business owner needs to start over. Whether that means with their livelihood, with their business, or just with their emotional stability. There was a earthquake in Turkey on the 18th that had a magnitude of greater than 7. And did a extreme amount of damage. Did we hear about it? We did. Was it for a short period of time till other things took over? Sure. And it probably depends upon where you live, how much you heard about it, and how much you look into the news to be able to know what's happening. You know, I admit that my time online has been shortened fairly recently with school. Recently, as in over a year. So we all have changes that we experience based on where we live, what we do, who we interact with on a daily basis, who we interact with on a monthly and a yearly basis. Knowing our strengths, knowing our weaknesses, can help us to build those relationships that we need to move forward when something like a Harvey or an earthquake or death of a mentor come about. So I think that's about all I've got to say on today's show. Again, I'll give folks one more chance if they have something they want to add. 347-205-9074. If you'd like to be a guest on Purpose Talk Radio, please do send me an email, cindy@purposetalkradio.com, cindy@purposetalkradio.com. If you have products or services you'd like to share with us, we do have a marketing package for you, and you can be a part of that and help support this show. Being internet radio, it's not your traditional radio. We do pay for airtime here to be able to bring you these messages. And I don't say that very often, but if you'd like to sponsor the show, we'd love to have you do that. You also can get a hold of our sponsor, True Visions Travel, through that website, truevisionstravel.com, TRUEVISIONSTRAVEL.com. You can send it if you're interested in that London trip or anything else that's coming up. If you're looking to get out of the area where you are just to get away, if you're looking for that arrangements for an upcoming family wedding, or just to visit someone that you haven't seen in a long time, I'd love to help you do that. You know, reconnecting with people from our past that brought us joy is very important. Rekindling some of those relationships can be very important. Some of it's been able to happen more readily than past years because of social media. But wouldn't it be great to see that person face-to-face again? And True Vision Travel can help with that. Or anything else that you might want to, anybody else you might want to visit and be a part of your life. If you want to go help in those areas where there is disaster, get a hold of some of the relief organizations before going down there. The Red Cross, whatever. Don't just go into the area, please, because sometimes that can disrupt things more. In fact, that's part of why some of the areas weren't readily evacuated, is because they wanted to allow the people who live there access to the roads if it really got bad. They wanted to allow those that already were underwater access and the emergency crews to be able to get into the area where it was more safe at the time. So please don't just run in there. Even if you really, really, really want to help and feel that you have to do that. Instead, make a connection with the organization. Maybe give a donation in your name or in someone else's. Do your research. There's always someone trying to, unfortunately, scam people out of their money when these things happen. Do your research. Do your homework. Make sure you're talking to a legitimate organization and to a legitimate representative of that organization. Those who really need it can get your donations, your time, your energy. Many people are prayer warriors, and any of these people can use your prayers, whatever spiritual indoctrination you are. Those prayers can help. If you can't send funds or can't do money or whatever, feel free to pray. See what spirit tells you is appropriate for you to do in this moment, so that you can take your own personal Harvey, your own personal connection to who you are, to become the hay, the positive, the motivational energy out there. So there is an affirmation. There's always an affirmation I like to leave on this show. And I think that's exactly where it's going to come from. Purpose Talk Radio Conversations has a pinned post on it, so that if you do care to add any comments to this show after we go off the air, you can post them there. This link where you caught the original show is the same one where you can listen to it archived, so feel free to share it with your friends or family, anyone that you think might find it useful. And that post is pinned on the top of the page till the next show, or we have something that comes in to take its place. So the affirmation this week is, let's see, I am creating my own ways to go from the things in my life that seem like a Harvey to create the motivation and inspiration of Louise Hay. I think that would work. If it doesn't work with you, say it any way that it does. Right now, the affirmation is, I'm creating my own ways to go from the things in life that seem like a Harvey to create the motivational and inspiration of a Louise Hay. I am also doing that for others in my life who need it. So it's a multiple affirmation for this week. And if you can use that, great. I hope you can. And I hope you can find others to share it with. So as we close the show this week, you know, be yourself. Find out who you are. Find out what strengths you have to give to others. Understand your personal tragedies that might be considered a Harvey. See what good you can create in the world and that others have created. Look at all the neighbors helping neighbors again at Harvey. See how you can be a Louise Hay type person to those around you. You know what? I just thought of something. You know, we don't have to be in a Harvey situation. Maybe there's a neighbor that you can just visit. Maybe they need help taking out the trash every week, because it's so hard to pull those trash cans from the backyard down the curb. Maybe someone needs some help doing some grocery shopping, because it's just too tough to get out. Or it's too boring to go shopping alone. I hate shopping of any kind. I really do. I can go with a friend, though, and have a good time. You know, that might be that person, Harvey, that you can help them come out of. Or maybe someone needs a new fur companion or feathered companion. And you know someone that needs a home. One of those furry little things that needs a new home. Maybe they make a good connection to each other. Now don't just drop a furry little animal at the house. Maybe take the person to the animal. See how the animal reacts. Because in my way of thinking, what happens is that animals take the people. People don't take the animals. That's up to you, how you want to do that. But those are just some things you might want to consider as well. So, you know, until next week, just be who you are. Walk in spirit moment by moment, fulfilling your own destiny. As the theme song, I Am Who I Am by True Trinity states. Until next week, or until next time that we meet, I wish you all soul blessings. Thanks for listening.
I am me. I am who I am. I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. I am me. I am who I am. I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny.
This is breaking news just in. The change has finally come. You can hear the voices on the corner shouting, positive news is here today. Positive news every day for the rest of our lives.
I feel a change is coming. We'll be the change that's coming. Let's change perspective and be effective. We'll impact the world one story at a time. Believe it, achieve it, there's a story to be told. Positive news is here today. Positive news is here to stay. I feel the change is coming. We are the change that's coming. We'll find the positive, replace the negative. We'll see the ripples affect the world one story at a time. Believe it, achieve it, there's a story to be told. Positive news is here today. Positive news is here to stay. I feel a change is coming. We are the change that's coming. One person at a time, our thoughts will align. We'll see the universe flow, one story at a time. Believe it, achieve it, there's a story to be told. Positive news is here today. Positive news is here to stay. I feel a change is coming. I feel a change is coming. Believe it, achieve it, there's a story to be told. Positive news is here today. Positive news is here to stay. We'll be the change that's coming. We'll see the change that's coming. We are the change that's coming.